You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today is a reading episode. I wanted to talk about the importance of reading, of sitting down, relaxing, and focusing on something for an extended period of time. So when I talk about reading, I'm not only talking about picking up a book, but I'm also talking about reading specific articles on newspapers and periodicals that you may be interested in, keeping an open mind and being able to focus on something. All right. So before I get started and tell you why this is so important for you and for your personal growth, please share this podcast with someone that you know may be going through a similar situation as you are. And also, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, on Google Play, or on any other platform that you're listening to this podcast on. It will help you stay in touch with me, and it will make sure that you receive all the episodes that are released every single day. All right, so reading reduces stress by 60% and lowers your blood pressure. Now, this is something that it's actually a bit intuitive. Think about this. You have a very stressful day. Maybe you were stuck in traffic, or maybe you had a bad experience at work or with your business. There were so many thoughts that were, you know, ruminating inside your mind. And all you do at this point, you pick up a book or a newspaper or a periodical, you sit down and you just start reading and concentrating on the task at hand. And when you do that, everything else that you have in your mind will cease bugging you. Even if it's only for 15, 20, 30 minutes, this exercise of focusing on something else will help you gain control of your monkey mind. And remember, the monkey mind is that part of your mind that likes to jump from one thought to the other. And it's something that it's very detrimental to your health, to your stress levels, and to your anxiety, okay? Point number two, readers are 5 times more likely to retain mental function as they age. This is also something that is a bit intuitive. Think about the people that sit down in front of the TV and they decide to zap from channel to channel every 15, 20 seconds, and they spend their entire life, every single evening or morning or afternoon, sitting down and getting this information, first off in a passive way, so they're not doing anything active to activate their brain. They're just receiving this information, and even worse, they're jumping from channel to channel, and you're basically telling their mind that it doesn't matter how long their mind can focus on something, because anyway, after 15 to 20 seconds, there's going to be another input coming in and giving them a bit of, you know, bits and pieces of other information. And the problem with that, over time, you teach your brain how to be scattered, how to not be focused. That's a huge issue, especially as you age. You want your mental abilities to be sharp, because if you get to 80 or 90 years old and you don't even remember who you are, is it really worth living a life like that? All right. Point number three, readers report a higher level of happiness and well-being compared to those who watch TV. And again, this goes back to the same example. Let's pretend that you're someone that sits in front of the TV for 2 to 3 hours a day, ingesting all sorts of content that it's put in front of you. You're going to have most likely a bunch of news, and you guys know this already. The news are designed to get more and more viewers. They're not designed to give you quality content. So if more and more viewers want stories about homicides, about terrorism, about war, about problems with the economy, you are going to feed your conscious and your subconscious with news that are highly stressful and can cause a lot of anxiety. When you read and you decide what content to ingest, to consume, you're the one that tells your brain, your conscious and your subconscious brain, what you're interested in. So you can pick up a book about the industries of the future, for example, so you can learn about how the future is going going to look like. You can pick up a book, maybe a biography of some great individual that you care about or that you really, really like. And that's going to put you in a better mood, in a hopeful mood. So you can see the difference between sitting back and getting someone else to tell you what you should read, what you should learn, or picking up your own destiny in your own hands and really coming up with the content that you care about that makes you feel happy, all right? Point number four, 80% of wealthy people report reading daily. Game changers, this is also somewhat obvious. If you decide what you want to learn, if you decide what you want to consume, chances are, if you are in that entrepreneurial mindset or someone that already wants more from life, you're going to come up with amazing content that you can read and consume. So it could be something about how to build wealth. It could be something about personal finance. It could be something about how to help people and change lives. So you get the gist of this. You can really come up with productive content to learn so that you can act on that content in the long run, in your future, and that will allow you to build a better and more successful life for yourself. And again, when I talk about success, it's not only about money, it's about being healthy, healthy, and everything else. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, up your game.